But don't freak out with truth. A lot of folk, and don't push it on to people who will not handle it. You know they won't handle it. They'll tell you often, well, don't tell me that. That'll upset me, or I don't want to think that way. Don't tell them. Because you'll make an enemy. And if it's in your own household or relatives or whatever it happens to be, you don't need that. And these times, you've got to, folk will still help you out, and you help them out regardless. That's how it works. And some folk really can't handle it. Doesn't mean they're not going to help each other out. They're going to handle the bad news part. When it all comes down, they'll help each other out through necessity, you see. So don't make enemies of people or trying to evangelize. Like it's a cause, you see, like a religious cause. It's not that way at all. A lot of folk truly can't, because of their indoctrination, they cannot let go. And it would frighten them too much to think the truth, that all of this structure of society is held together with cobwebs, in a sense. This whole veneer of civilization, as they call it. And that gets me right back to all these riots in the States and that particular documentary that just came out. With people who are assets, in a sense, or independent intelligence contractors for artificial intelligence. They show you how they can switch riots on and off, literally, very, very efficiently, predictably and efficiently, just because they have all the folks on the cell phones and so on. They can use them all and get them all worked up very quickly by feeding them and directing them the same information at the same time. And the last folk to know are the folk that are getting targeted. Oh. And that goes with every area of information in this day and age. It's a dangerous area to look. Even to open up a newspaper in an age like this, it can be upsetting, because everything is so contrived and manipulated. But the bad news isn't easy to ignore. If you want to get it, you'll find it easy enough. But most folk can't handle it. They want to live in fantasy. They want to live in their dreams. They want to live and they want to believe that their favorite groups and musicians of years gone by were real and genuine and the world was better then. They want to really believe in all of that. They want to believe that their governments were responsible and only went to war out of necessity or something like that. They want to really believe that. And to throw it all in the ditch so quickly or instantly, it causes a severe case of breakdown and shock. And it does to a lot of folk. It used to be described, waking up and the process of it was just described as death. And experiencing someone else's death, which is generally your own death, actually. You go through the same signs of someone dying, someone, a loved one dying. You have incredible remorse and grief when it happens, you see. Then you have to come to grips with the person's really gone. It's like truth. The truth is gone, or naivety is gone. It's buried, you see. And then you can get anger setting in. There's the same stages of grief, then anger. And then you want to take vengeance out on the evildoers, you see. But how many folk actually get angry when someone, a loved one, dies? It's all unfair, you see. They'll actually blame them, some of them. They'll blame the person for dying at times. But when it's the truth and it's reality, and it's your reality is dying, and you die along with it to an extent, you go through the same signs and symptoms of utter depression. Of loss, complete loss, where that fabricated childhood, if you had a decent childhood, most folk I know didn't have, in Britain, didn't have a decent childhood. It wasn't pleasant for most people, actually. It wasn't like the TV dramas for the upper crusts and so on. It wasn't like that at all. It was pretty nasty. Always unstable, you could feel it in the air, you know, where folk live on the edge. But yeah, when that is gone, and that's all you had, was looking back to a childhood, no matter how precarious it might have been. The fact is, if you, it always feels better than it is now. And for the once the folk became adults and had to work, you know, that was precarious too in the UK. You always kept on edge. The strikes would happen and folk would get laid off, or government would just leave folk off anyway, or get the companies and corporations to do it. And then, of course, you said, well, you know, you'll never have a full-time job in your lifetime. Get a whole bunch of part-time ones. And a whole generation grew up with that idea. No security. Because an elite had planned it that way. Just like the Great Reset is, again, the next stage. And the global elite, for the global system of global wealth, global resources, power over everything for themselves. But always presented it that it's for you, it's for the benefit of humankind, you know. That's how it's always done. Meanwhile, you're tracked and traced and prodded and pinched, and there's nothing you do that isn't known about by those who want to have got your best interests at heart.